From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley. The future of a Sussex County manufacturing plant is unclear after the company announced plans to sell. Nylon manufacturer Invista has owned the former DuPont nylon factory in Seaford since 2004. In a press release, the company said it, quote, intends to explore strategic alternatives for its businesses. Seaford Mayor David Genshaw tells us he's optimistic about the Sussex County plant's future. The town of Dewey Beach is proposing an increase in fines for people who improperly remove trees. Destroying a tree and or failing to replace it was already punishable by a $500 fine. But newly proposed fines go up to $1,000, plus $1,000 for every month a violation is not remedied. Town Manager Bill Zolper says the current fines are not deterring violators.
They were treating as part of the cost of doing construction. And for us, we need to keep as many trees in Dewey Beach as possible. And we're hoping by having this fine, it will eliminate people from just taking trees down.
And Maryland lawmakers unveiled legislation on Thursday that would pay for the reconstruction of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge Relief Act calls for the federal government to cover 100% of the cost of replacing the bridge, the cost of which is still unknown. Officials have said they will work to reimburse taxpayers for recovery costs down the road. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.